T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to KNX In Depth. I'm Mike Simpson, along with Chris Sedens.
Nobody likes the DMV, face it. We can all agree on that. But if you have trouble communicating because of any physical or mental disabilities, the DMV can be an especially frustrating place for you. That was the case for a deaf woman who was at the Hope Street DMV office, was getting increasingly frustrated as she was trying to get her real ID, to the point that someone eventually called the cops.
Stroke of luck, first responding officer was from the CHP, happened to know sign language, managed to turn what could have been another DMV horror story into a feel-good one. Officer Randy Rodriguez, based at the CHP Central LA Division, he was that responding officer. So, officer, take us through what kind of led up to this, what you were thinking when you got that call, headed that way?
Well, basically, when we received the call, we went to assist another unit that was the responsible handling unit. As I read the log, I noticed that it basically said the person was deaf, and that's what dispatch also said. So when I read the log and I heard that, I said, okay, chances are it's probably going to be a language barrier or some sort of miscommunication on both sides. So I told my partner, let's go check it out, see what we can do. Well, we arrive on scene, and LAPD has the woman, who's obviously visibly frustrated with her situation. He informs me that it sounds like she just wants some sort of service from the DMV and is having trouble expressing what she needed. So right away, I signed to her and I said, you know, are you deaf? And I indicated to her that I can sign. So that's when I learned that she needed a real California ID. And I told her I could help her, or we could help her. And we coordinated with the personnel there at the Tarman Motor Vehicles. And luckily we were able to guide her through the process, spend some time with her, and help her out in that way. And ultimately, she got what she needed.
I take it she was very, very frustrated when you arrived there. Did it take long to calm her down?
No. Once we started having a conversation, she was basically very cordial with me, with all of us after that, once she realized there was somebody there to help her. So it was definitely a great situation.
Well, it's kind of like instant relief, right? You can probably see it on her face. Yeah. Like, okay, this guy can understand me. Thank goodness.
Oh, absolutely.
So when did you learn to sign and why?
I learned sign language in college. I had always wanted to be able to communicate with somebody that's deaf. My motivation came from Little League, actually, when I had a teammate who had a father that was deaf. And it was interesting because the father was showing his son a better way to hit, and when he's at the batter's box and trying to hit the ball. So they were talking to each other using hand signs, and of course at 7 years old you think that's just the coolest thing in the world because they're using hands to communicate. So that was my motivation. I said, you know what, well, as I get older I'm going to go ahead and learn sign language. So that was my motivation, and I had an opportunity at Biola University to learn sign language, so I just took the opportunity and learned, and I just kept with it, practiced every once in a while, and it's been of great use in like situations like yesterday.
Well, you mentioned of great use. I'm wondering, have there been other cases where being able to sign has come in handy in your job and working in law enforcement?
Yes, it has, actually. I've been asked to assist in different situations. Just the other day, I had a traffic stop where there was a truck driver that was deaf, and he didn't respond right away to my verbal commands. And now, once I actually made contact with him, he signed that he was deaf, and I said, okay, well, that makes sense. He probably, you know, obviously he didn't hear what I was telling him over the loudspeaker. So we started a conversation. I told him why I pulled him over and asked to see his documentation. And then at the end, he gave me a compliment, basically saying he signed very well. And I said, well, you know, thank you. And I guided him back I gave him directions to get back to the freeway. And that was the end of that. So every so often we get a situation where it definitely comes in handy.
Yeah, and I mean in the de-escalation is the word a lot of the times now. You know, not every situation has turned out terribly. You can bring things down rather than ramp them up, and this is a perfect example.
Oh, absolutely. Once you realize what somebody needs, I mean, chances are you're going to get a peaceful outcome, and I'm glad. And once I read the log and heard the dispatcher describe what was going on, I said, okay, this is it's probably a miscommunication. I think we can sort this out pretty quick.
And, sir, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I understand you also kind of went the extra mile when she came up a little short financially?
Yes, I did. I decided to just cover the extra money that was owed for her her fees.
Didn't mention that the first time. We had to, yeah.
You had to pull it up, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Officer,
yeah.
Thanks so much. Officer Randy Rodriguez, CHP Central LA Division. You can see the video of him lending that helping hand on our website, knx1070.com.
A great, great feel-good story. Coming up in just about 5 minutes, some of the stories you may have missed, but we did not.